Dr. Arie Hawaka is kindly with us. The Australian and New Zealand College of Anaesthetists has launched their own karakia, designed to provide pre-surgery comfort to patients and their whānau. The karakia has been written by Mark Kōpua, who many of you will know from Te Aitanga Hauiti, and was launched at the Aotearoa New Zealand Anaesthesia AGM, which was just recently held in Otepoti in Dunedin. Arahia is based in Rotorua. She describes herself as an anaesthetist, a gardener, a sustainability, anti-racist, feminist, and mum. Take your pick, Arahia. You're an interesting wahine there. Welcome, welcome. Ko deo tene. Good to talk with you, Arahia. Thanks very much. So a karakia before surgery. Look, that's very common in our whānau, in our hapu and iwi, but perhaps something quite new for many anaesthetists. What made you decide to offer a karakia to be used prior to surgery? Arahia, what's the background to this?
Yeah, I mean, exactly like you say, you know, as Māori we use karakia all the time. It's such an integral part of being a Māori that, you know, I'm not claiming that this is kind of a super innovative thought. It just was kind of an extension of what we already do day to day. What I suppose is unusual is sort of getting a mainstream organisation on board with the idea. And ANSCA, which is the College of Anaesthetists here in Australia, in Aotearoa and in Australia, they're kind of responsible for the training up of anaesthetists as well as the maintaining ongoing standards of practice. They have an equity sort of fund that's been available for a few years, and I thought this might be a good use of the fund. And so I wrote my submission, and I was pretty clear that, you know, the process of the whole thing needed to be anti-racist, needed to be really respectful of the expertise of the composer, and to their credit, they were completely on board.
I think it's special. It's a very unnerving time for whānau when people are under anaesthetic, because it feels as though in many ways they're trapped between two worlds, and you'll understand what I mean by that. Out of here.
Totally. 100%.
Yeah. It's a very nervous time for everybody. And I'm picking, including anaesthetists, including surgeons and the like. So how is this to be worked? It's the anaesthetist's karakia. When will it be utilised and how?
Yeah, so it's actually a patient safe, sort of a patient tool. So the vision is, ANSCA has some PDFs on their website and you can download posters, and if you don't have a flash printer in your clinic, you can actually order some posters as well from ANSCA and they'll send them to you free of charge, and it's actually for patients to use, so it's more of an empowerment tool for them, and it's up to the whānau when they want to perform this karakia, as is sort of tikanga of all whānau. You know, they sort of dictate their own tikanga, they have mana over when, what time of day is important to them, it's going to be whole whānau taking part or just one person. So it's really about the patient, and the idea is it's another thing that they can do to help their loved one. Like you say, very uncertain time, and whānau just wants to be able to do anything they can to help. And I've seen many of whānau kind of have some type of ceremony before surgery, and the doctors may or may not be involved, but the more key thing is actually it's for the families, for the whānau to use.
Well, I think it's wonderful, and I want to acknowledge the organisation at a time, a politically charged time that we are witnessing right now, where aspects of Tāo Māori are being pushed sideways. It's very encouraging to note that there was little opposition to this kaupapa and idea. What about spirituality in the mahi that you've been doing? Do you think there's a growing understanding of the importance of spirituality in the healing process, not just for our people, but for many peoples?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you know, Māori and a lot of Indigenous cultures have always had a really strong sense of the importance of spirituality. And I think it's just the recognition that there are some things kind of beyond explanation, and it's a way to connect to your environment and to kind of integrate yourself into the environment as opposed to trying to force the environment to integrate to you. And I do think that mainstream are starting to recognise that. You know, there have been studies out there that have kind of recognised, say, with cancer patients, that those patients who either are happier or are really take part in, are involved in, like, rehabilitation programs, they seem to do better. And that's not really explained by science as yet. So I think mainstream organisations are starting to see that there are some things they can't explain, and that wairuatanga is just an observational science. And so I do think that they're kind of getting on board with the idea that they can't control everything. That, you know, we do need to empower the patients and respect the taiao.
Tēnā koe, pleasing to note, ANCA, which is the Oz and New Zealand College of Anaesthetists, are also developing a strategy to ensure that the college meets its responsibilities under Te Tiriti or Waitangi. What are your hopes there, Arihi?
Yeah, that's right. Still in really early phases. They sort of are a bit far along in terms of doing some of that type of work over in Australia. But at the moment, it's looking very promising. They're, they've helped set up the Māori and Anaesthetist Network, and they're keeping us involved in the whole kind of framework creation. In terms of my hopes, I mean, it's always the same. You know, I really hope that they're truly aspirational and that they really do, you know, do the mahi, and just, yeah, because that kind of seems to be where we're at the moment, eh, is a lot of organisations have sort of said the right things, but they don't know how to put that into practice. And I think that requires an organisation to be bold and to really trust that their Indigenous members know their lived experience and know what they're talking about.
Tēnā koe. Mark Hopper wrote the karakia, is very respected. Do you have a copy of it in front of you? Might you speak for a moment about some of what is contained within?
Yeah, I have to say I haven't really deep dived into it with him because he's a very busy man, but there's some, it's a beautiful karakia. When I first read it, I literally got goosebumps. I started crying. I was sitting in my car and I was too excited to go somewhere proper to read it, and I just opened the email. But, you know, it kind of talks about the main atua is Rongomatane, who we kind of, is famously known as the atua of gardening, but he also, you know, in the sense that gardening heals Papatuanuku, Rongomatane also has some a part to play in the healing of people. And the karakia talks about e amoake au taku toki hahau, you know, I take up my tool, e hahau ai te ora to kind of my tool that seeks out kind of well-being and healing. And it talks about binding, you know, this person before me, using all the tools of Rongomatane, tupore nuku, tupore rangi, tupore hau. And it's not a very long karakia, but actually it's kind of the perfect length. Yeah, and there is a translation of the karakia on the website, so you can read it out in Māori, but also for those of us whose reel isn't quite up there, we can sort of know exactly what we're talking about through the translation as well.
What you've shared with us already is very beautiful in its own right. So so thanks very much for sharing some of that with us. And big ups to you for sensing there might be a way to provide more comfort and reassurance and spiritual tautoko to those who your work brings you into contact with. And the fact that it's been picked up by most of your colleagues too is encouraging. But it's lovely to have a kōrero with you about such a wonderful kaupapa. Thank you, Arahia, for sharing some time with us.
Tēnā koe.
Ngā mihi. You're with Urban Māori Radio.